You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100, where it's time for a trending report. Donald Trump finally announced his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Vance first came to fame as an author. I remember when his memoir came out, what was that, like 8 years ago, called Hillbilly Elegy. Sold millions of copies in 2016. And he's a newcomer to politics, only taking office as a senator about, I guess, like 18 months ago.
First millennial to be part of a major party ticket.
How about that?
This dude, I mean, 39 years old. He's been in the Marines.
He turns 40 in just like, I think, 2 weeks or something. He'll finally turn 40.
He's a lawyer. He was a senator. Now he's a VP pick. His book got turned into a movie with Glenn Close.
He's made some bucks.
39. What have I done? Makes you realize.
Former President Trump arrived at the convention last night with a bandage on his ear.
So yeah.
He will speak on Thursday. Anyway, so that's the news there. At Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, they had a home run derby last night, and tonight it's the actual game. Everyone is so excited. The Summer Olympics are now just 10 days away, and they still don't know if the river will be poop-free enough for the swimming events.
It's time to shift gears on that. Do something else now.
Yeah, they're talking about some backup plans.
They need it.
I mean, they've waited until 10 days. They continue to test it daily. Some days are good, some not so good. And that has become the most interesting thing about these Olympics, the river watch. Will it have too much fecal matter in it for the swimmers? It's crazy. There was a time when sending an emoji in an email, and you had to do it with your keyboard, right? Like hit the semicolon or the colon and then a bracket or a parenthesis. Anyway, you had to build your own emojis. And we felt so cutting edge when we did it. Now we've got, seems like, thousands of them at our disposal. Somebody went out and did a survey now and said, what do you think about text messages that don't include an emoji? And 41% of people, we're getting up to nearly half, say that if your text message does not include an emoji, it's not only not complete, it, quote, feels naked.
Yeah, I get that. I include quite a few emojis.
I do as well.
They're cute.
Now, on the other end of that spectrum, though, words are also important. Almost 4 in 10 people say if you send out a text with just a single emoji, they say that's a conversation killer. Well, like if you send the thumbs up alone.
That's my intention. Thank you.
Or whatever.
Thank you for pointing out my intentions.
That's exactly right.
We're done here. Thumbs up.
But here's what stood out to me. 58% of Americans believe emojis do improve how we communicate digitally. And I am part of that 58% because text messages and email are like notorious for not being able to convey intent or emotion. We don't have the facial cues to see what somebody, you know, how they're sending it, well, how they're giving us a message. When you talk to somebody face to face, you can get a read on what they mean. But text messages are just so stark that if you don't put a winky face or a kissy face or a shrug or whatever, I think it does help.
It does. So, yeah, the smileys and the winks are a must.
It
to convey.
Definitely dresses it up.
Sure.
Jeremy and I use them all the time when we write back to text messages that we get from listeners. And that's really important for us because some listeners take things very seriously, and we kind of have to convey, don't take it so seriously.
I'm big on the heart. Big on the heart. Love you.
What else is trending?
Ingrid Andress. I think that's how you say her name. Ingrid Andress. She's from Highlands Ranch. 4-time Grammy-nominated country artist. Graduated from Rock Canyon High School. Her dad was a coach for the Rockies. And she absolutely destroyed the national anthem last night at the Home Run Derby. The audio is making the rounds like crazy. I chopped it down to 50 seconds. I'm going to play the whole 50 seconds.
Oh, do we need the whole 50
seconds? I'm going to play the whole 50 seconds just so you get the feel for what the hell happened. Everyone. I had radio guys that I know from years back messaging me last night saying, oh my God, you guys have to play this tomorrow. Here's the 50 seconds.
The rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Oh God, no.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
What is happening?
O'er the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Was this a joke? Did somebody put her up to this?
My first thought was that it was intentional so that she would get name recognition, because she's not a big selling country star. And so maybe this would...
She's big enough.
Thinking about it. A lot of times people who sing these songs on a field can't hear themselves.
I'm wondering if something fell out of her ear, because, you know, they have the little earpiece that goes in. And yeah. I mean, it's a joke, right?
I don't know what the story is. There's got to be something by it. Either she couldn't hear herself, she did it intentionally to get attention.
Does she have a friend that got her this gig? Did she practice? Good God. So anyway, you're going to be hearing that all over the socials today.
Hey, look,
so I hope
worked.
You enjoyed that.
Everybody now knows her name.
Absolutely. And she's a Colorado girl, so good for her. Good for her. The other big news happening this morning, Prime Day. Yay, Amazon Prime Day started up. I've been thumbing through my phone this morning. It looks like they jacked up the price on pretty much everything and then knocked them down. The only things that are really on sale are like Amazon products, the Echoes, the Echo Show, all that kind of stuff. I did order a book. Speaking of J.D. Vance, I did order his book today because it went half off, so I got it for like $7. I was like, yeah, whatever, I'll bite. I'll read it. What else is going on? Richard Simmons is back in trending this morning. It sounds like the day before Simmons passed away, he fell in his bathroom. A housekeeper begged him to get medical attention. He refused. I'm hearing that he wanted to be around for his birthday because his birthday was the next day. He wanted to stay home. He said, I'll see a doctor on Saturday. So she helped him get back to bed. On Saturday morning, around 10 a.m., they found him dead on the floor next to his bed.
I don't want to be a correction guy, but I think he fell off on Friday, which was his birthday, and he died the next day, the day
after
his birthday.
Oh, did he? Oh, that's horrible. Well, either way, it was around his birthday, and that's just sad. Sad news. I guess
and
he had
you know
been
what?
Reported...
And so many people are like, I don't need a doctor. I don't need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, you got to do that, especially when you're older and you fall. I guess they talked about he'd been feeling dizzy before the fall. So that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. What else is going on? Nicolas Cage lives in Sin City, but he doesn't sin. So says the Wall Street Journal. He was asked about how he cultivates his creativity and imagination. He says, you've got to spiritually ascend, put yourself in the middle of Sin City and say no. No to whiskey on the rocks, say no to the strip clubs, no to casino. And if you're completely dry with everything, it creates intimacy with himself, it sounds like, in his imagination. So some quotes there from Nicolas Cage.
Whatever.
You agree with that? I don't know.
I don't know. Just gobbledygook.
It might be. Maybe it's good for him to, because if he starts thinking about the casinos and the hookers and the drinking, he puts his mind somewhere else and comes up with a fairly decent movie that's out right now, it sounds like. So, I don't know. It might be working. Remember the Cash Me Outside girl? She has made $57 million on OnlyFans since 2021. What have you done with your life, Dom?
This is
great news. Weird Al is going to be releasing a new single and video on Friday. It's been 10 years since his last album. Here's some random stuff floating around. This story says, when we wonder why it's hard to keep that summer body. 72% of people say that no summer meal is complete without ice cream for dessert. You gotta have it. Dom, cancel your plans to visit Michigan. Necrophilia is now illegal in Michigan. And then this is horrible news because I just got back from Canyonlands. A dad and his daughter passed away in Canyonlands due to dehydration and extreme heat. I guess they went out on some of those back trails there, which there are multiple warning signs out there that are saying if it's too hot, don't do these. They went out on some of the back trails and ran out of water and sadly passed away, which is freaking scary.
There is a tragic story about that kind of stuff, too, that I don't know if we should talk about or not. It took place down in Lake Havasu. And did you hear about that?
No. Is it going to bring
sure
us down?
I
feel like this Canyonland story already brought me down.
No, but the thing is, it's a depressing, sad story, but at the same time, it's a fascinating, it's almost like a scruples question, because the reason I hesitate is because it involved the death of a child, but it's what happened afterwards that I feel like is interesting to talk about. Like, what was the right thing to do? We'll talk about it off the air, and then we can discuss if we want to talk about it on the air.
I've got all these customer service hacks. I'm going to save them because some of these are pretty darn good, including this one where you're supposed to say to the automated customer service when you call in that I'm calling BS on, because I've done this trick for years and I use a different word. We'll talk about that later. I do want to talk about these stupid criminals, though, because I'm not a thief, but what these two ladies were doing, I get it. I totally get it. Two women working at an Arby's in Pennsylvania were caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of roast beef. So they would slice the beef and hide it in a broken oven, and then they'd put it in the trash. So they would take out the trash, and instead of trash, it was a bag full of roast beef. And then they'd go out at the end of the day and take it home. They say the owner started noticing the loss, and initially thought the problem was how the roast beef was being measured, but then they checked the cameras, and there they were, wheeling the beef out to the trash.
Always nailed by the surveillance video. People, you gotta remember the cameras.
Like, if I'm gonna steal something, roast beef is gonna be at the top of my list all day long.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I am pissed. I am pissed at this clickbait today. Gen Z is ruining the Macarena. I guess they're changing the moves. And there's some videos online now of how they're dancing to this goofy song, and I'm pissed on. And people are fired up, too. They're like, you can't change the dance moves.
This is
iconic. You can't do this, Zers.
What's next? Are they going to redo the electric slide?
I know. Or the wobble? Come on. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.